From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, January 28th. Coming up, Illinois' first year of legal marijuana sales was largely successful after overcoming a few initial hurdles. But some say the state failed when it comes to dispensary licenses meant to benefit communities of color. More on that story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Citing an analysis from the New York Times, a top Illinois Republican is criticizing the governor for fewer than half of the state's allotted COVID-19 vaccines being administered. But Governor J.B. Pritzker says those numbers don't give the full picture. Mary Hansen has more.
Pritzker says for a more accurate analysis of how well Illinois' program is going, you need to remove the number of doses given to Walgreens and CVS, who are responsible for vaccinating staff and residents at long-term care facilities. Then, Pritzker says, take out second doses, since the state has to keep those on hand for each person who's recently gotten a first shot.
When you take all of those out, actually, we're doing quite well as a state at getting administration of vaccinations, putting them in people's arms.
NPR Illinois crunched the state's numbers, and leaving out the nursing home program boosts the portion of doses given to 50%. The governor's office promised to provide stats on second doses soon. Pritzker still says the biggest hurdle to getting more people inoculated is the limited supply coming from the manufacturers through the federal government. I'm Mary Hansen.
High school sports across much of Illinois are now a go after COVID-19 restrictions put activities on hold for nearly a year. Basketball can begin immediately after 7 practice days for regions that are in Phase 4 mitigations. Illinois High School Association Executive Director Craig Anderson says he's grateful student-athletes will get to compete as they've been doing in neighboring states.
That's what weighs heavy on me is that our students haven't been engaged fully like we would ordinarily expect and hope they could, while, you know, we've seen that go on successfully around us.
Football and other sports typically played in the fall would begin in March. Spring sports would have a longer season, starting in early April and going to late June. Most of the spring sports season was canceled last year when the pandemic began. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis says he does not believe former President Donald Trump's comments prior to the insurrection at the Capitol earlier this month warrant impeachment. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines has more.
Speaking on the 21st show, Davis compared the insurrection at the Capitol to an incident in 2017 in which a lone gunman shot at congressional Republicans during a charity baseball game. Davis said in both instances, only the gunman and the Capitol rioters were responsible for their actions. Davis, who represents Illinois' 13th district, said he does believe Trump should be held accountable for spreading false claims of widespread election fraud after he lost to Joe Biden.
But he was held accountable. He's no longer president anymore. But in the end, I can only vote on what the Democrats allow us to vote on since they're in charge.
Davis also said President Biden has the potential to be a unifying leader, but he's so far been disappointed by his executive actions. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
Find the full conversation with Davis at 21stshow.org. Champaign County health officials reported 49 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and one additional death. 107 county residents have now died from the disease. There are 639 active cases in Champaign County, the lowest number since January 4th. Officials say about 9.5% of eligible Champaign County residents have received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. About 1.5% have received both doses. University of Illinois officials report 26 new COVID-19 cases from campus testing conducted on Monday. There have been more than 200 new cases on campus since students began returning for the spring semester on January 18th. Still to come, the first year of legal cannabis sales in Illinois had its ups and downs. We'll learn more from Eric Schmidt coming up next on 217 Today.
The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted our educational systems with long-lasting consequences. I'm Lee Gaines, education reporter for Illinois Newsroom. I'm diving deep into the issues that matter to students, teachers, and families, shining a light on problems and looking for solutions. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. At the beginning of 2020, Illinois became the country's 11th state to allow the sale of legal recreational marijuana. The new industry boomed in the years since, but the rollout has been far from flawless. Eric Schmid reports Illinois overcame initial glitches, but still has to live up to its promises around racial equity.
The first weeks of recreational cannabis sales in Illinois were rocky, to say the least. Eager customers swarmed dispensaries, causing long lines and headaches for surrounding businesses. The dispensaries struggled to keep products in stock, experiencing regular shortages. But those initial kinks have largely resolved, says Bethany Gomez, managing director at Brightfield Group, which tracks the cannabis industry nationally.
You know, there's still some challenges in place, but it's a generally functional market at this point with a pretty robust selection of products.
Gomez says it's impressive, considering Illinois opened its recreational cannabis market only 7 months after the state legalized sales. Illinois' move meant the state immediately saw significant new tax revenue. In 2020, dispensaries sold some $700 million worth of marijuana, and the state and municipalities collected more than $170 million in taxes from those purchases. Gomez says other states, especially ones east of the Mississippi, see Illinois as a potential model.
How quickly Illinois was able to open their doors, open up a recreational market, get taxation revenue in the door, that is a really compelling value proposition for those other states, particularly looking at New York.
But Illinois' young marijuana industry also faces criticism. Most of the organizations benefiting from the first year of legal sales are established cannabis companies with footprints in other states. And Illinois has yet to deliver on its pledge to diversify an industry that's overwhelmingly white and male, and rectify the damage from marijuana criminalization. Gomez says these commitments drew nationwide attention.
It is important for Illinois to make good on those promises because the social equity piece is one of the key differentiators.
The state intends to reach its goals in part by prioritizing applications for cannabis business licenses from people and communities that were harmed by the failed war on drugs. But many of these applicants, who are mostly from Black and brown communities, feel betrayed by state officials.
It was a bait and switch.
Dr. Lawrence Hatchett, who's Black, applied for 10 dispensary licenses with his group, Cannabliss. They didn't win any.
They were talking about investing back into neighborhoods that were greatly affected by war on drugs. They kept emphasizing equity and diversity.
The Marion urologist says the 21 initial finalists for the state's first round of dispensary licenses weren't diverse, and that some had opportunities to fix flaws in their applications. The state hasn't awarded any new dispensary licenses and is now allowing all applicants the chance to improve their submissions and be rescored. But Hatchett isn't optimistic.
Do I think this chance to correct your deficiencies is going to change anything? Absolutely not.
State officials say the delay will produce more minority owners. Outside consultants also took notice. Avis Bulbulian is the CEO of Siva Enterprises, a Los Angeles-based firm that's helped win cannabis licenses in other states with competitive merit-based programs.
You're always going to end up with groups that come up short. It's the nature of the process. Here, there's just a lot of questions that remain unanswered.
Bulbulian advised an Illinois group that wasn't among the initial finalists. He says the state made a mistake when it relied on veteran ownership to distinguish among the top-scoring dispensary applicants.
When you look at what the intent of the act was, it was to benefit groups that are disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs. With a veteran dynamic in this, they just don't qualify in that disenfranchised demographic profile.
Kareem Kenyatta co-founded the Majority Minority Group, which guided some non-white candidates through the application process. He says many minority applicants expected their backgrounds would mean more.
People were under the impression that, you know, if they had a genuine story about being a social equity applicant, they thought that was going to count for more.
Kenyatta says the state is quickly running out of time to make good on its promises to establish cannabis businesses owned by people of color.
If we don't get real social equity applicants that become owner operators, I do think there would be a lot of skepticism and a lot of faith in the program will be lost.
And not just locally. Kenyatta says states across the country are watching to see if Illinois increases minority ownership in 2021. I'm Eric Schmid.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies and colder temperatures with a high of 27 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Mary Hansen, Eric Stock, Lee Gaines, and Eric Schmid. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.